Good morning, Nick. I'm feeling really great. Lots of mixed emotions, though. Scared.
Now, you work at the Halifax, Bank, and customers have been coming in, I understand, and the team at the Halifax have been putting on their Team Jessie and T-shirt supporting you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're all there on Fridays and Saturdays. The big, big boss man said that it's okay to drum up some support, wear the T-shirts and, you know, that kind of thing. So it's all great. They're all wearing them now.
It's not the most original question, but it's an obvious question. Has your life been turned upside down since you started on The Voice?
That's a good question, Nick, because yes. Just mainly, actually, I mean, the blinds and the battles, of course, were pre-recorded. So there was a big section in the middle, some 6 weeks, that was just a waiting game, really. We were waiting for the show to come on and just waiting for the next stage, the live stage. So, of course, since the lives have happened, it's just been a whirlwind. It's just absolutely just come around first. I can't believe that it's nearly a week ago that I sat in the audience watching Team Will I Am and Tom, and of course I'll be on the stage tomorrow. It's just mad. Time flies.
This is an unfair question. I'm going to ask it anyway, and that is, Tony, were you a little bit starstruck when you met the judges for the first time, and did you get the judge that you wanted?
I was starstruck. And yes, I did get the judge that I wanted. Yeah, I managed to pick the one that I wanted, so I couldn't ask for more than that, really.
And what are they like? I mean, are they very down to earth? Are they lovely people?
They're all great, but there's no question about it. They've all got this aura thing going all the way around them, you know, as much as they are. I mean, Jessie is very natural. She's very down to earth. But as I said, you can't help but walk into a room and think, wow, and just sort of feel her, if you like, really. She's just such a star. She's just got the most incredible vocals. So for me, I walk in a room and I'm like, oh my goodness, Jessie J.
A singing career has been a dream for a long time for you. I was talking to your mum earlier this week, and obviously a very proud mum she is. Clearly, you know, as any mum would be, but, you know, I rang for 5 minutes and about an hour later I was still talking.
I'm not surprised.
This has been a dream for a long time, hasn't it? I mean, you know, you were on Opportunity Knocks when you were nine. I mean, you've always wanted to do this. And what about the love and the attention you're now getting with regards to your voice? All the compliments about your singing voice. Are you a little bowled over by that? Are you embarrassed? Are you enjoying it?
A little bit of everything, really. I'm definitely humbled and just... I'm quite overwhelmed by everybody's generosity, really. There's been so many lovely comments, and generally everyone's been positive, you know, and I can't really ask for any more than that. It's just been so lovely. People stop me in the street and in shops, and again, it's all lovely things. So I am really excited. I'm enjoying it a little bit embarrassed, though, or a lot embarrassed, to be fair. But
I was going to say one final question. I guess one thing you do want to say is, look, hey, Ipswich born girl, vote for me on Sunday, yeah?
Definitely. If everybody from Ipswich can just get behind me, that will just be immense. Thank you. It's all about the votes. Of course, it's live now, and it's about the public vote. It's all about what you think and feel. So obviously only pick up the phone if you genuinely would like to see me go through to the next round, but it would be awesome. There's lots of Ipswich support for me, I know, but reaching out for those people that don't really know me, hey, support Tony Warne.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon, okay, Tony?
Thanks, Nick.
Bye-bye.
Town Breakfast with Nick Pandolfi. I want a day.